Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Time has just gone 7:22, and let's get serious for a minute. You know, birds tweeting on their tests, yes. but in all seriousness, the State of the Nation address last night. I need to understand this. My five-year-old brain needs to understand this, or the five-year-old inside my brain. So we got hold of Sandy Leswana, who is just absolutely brilliant. He's no stranger to Chai FM. He's a political analyst. Morning, Sandile. How are you?
Good morning.
Can you save me from myself? Because I look at all these changes and I keep telling myself this is not about saving the people of South Africa. This is not about disaster management. The State of the Nation address and this plan to have a Minister of Electricity and this disaster, the state of disaster is more about elections than it is about actually helping the people of South Africa. Save me, Sandile.
Yes. Yeah. I think your comment and observation is what people would call that it was a self-serving statement that was made yesterday by the president, self-serving.
Yes.
It is for the advantage of himself, the advantage of the members of parliament who have positions in parliament, and the businessmen and women who and the corporations who stand to make specific benefits out of what was agreed before the statement was made. The starting of a fourth ministry to deal with electricity, because now you have the Minister of Electricity, then you have Gwede Mantashe, the Minister of Energy and Mines, and you have Pravin Gordhan, the Minister of Public Enterprises, and Eskom is a public enterprise. On top of that, you have Kokta, the Minister of Local Government, who has then gazetted and will continue to administer the state of disaster. So Eskom and electricity supply in South Africa is now under four ministers, one in the president. What you would have wanted is a decluttering of the energy sector,
yeah,
more clarity, more direct accountability, and so on and so forth. Well, that's not what we're getting. The other thing that we are going to get is that those people with money, whether they are billionaires, multimillionaires, and corporations, probably this Minister of Electricity will be able to accelerate what they want to do. In other words, to create their own power generation plants without the government, to be independent. And then Eskom increasingly becomes a company that is supposed to supply the indigent and the poor at rates that are increasing for the time being at about 32% per annum, the charges, the escalation of the tariffs that they are going to charge you. So, and bear in mind, on top of all this, that 20 years ago, Eskom was a world-leading electricity supplier.
Yeah.
The only thing that changed when they had the conference in 2007, they then put crooks in charge of Eskom and damaged Eskom. Otherwise, we knew how to run Eskom as South Africans, and we had the cheapest electricity, the most efficient, and the most successful electricity company in the world. Overnight, we have nothing. So I understand the concern, the frustration that those who are powerful in South Africa today are confusing the issue rather than putting competent people to repair power stations and to finish building power stations. We're now coming up with a totally new different story. So that is that part of electricity. And by the way, there's no guarantee that within 24 months, you are going to have stable electricity in South Africa.
Yeah, that is what we hear. Was there anything positive that came out of the State of the Nation address last night for you?
There's a lot of things that are positive that came out of the statement. For instance, Cyril Ramaphosa talked about education and that the people who come from so-called poor school, no fee-paying schools, their pass rates are improving. So there's a number of things. There is investment happening. There's a number of things that Cyril listed yesterday. But I want to just tell you one thing about this.
Yeah.
in anything that you do, there must be measurement of progress. Now, as we speak, in the field of education, 82% of 10-year-olds, children in standard 2 or grade 4, cannot read for meaning as we speak today.
Right.
That is not to say, according to his own observation, nothing has been done to improve the pass rate, regardless of the fact that maybe 40 to 50% of the children who start grade naught never make it to matric anyway. They drop out before they get to matric. So this pass rate is pass rate in the remainder that is there. So something is being done, but it's not different from my 3-year-old grandson saying, "Daddy, Daddy, I'm training to be a Springbok," and he does one push-up a day to be fit enough to be the Springbok prop or front row of the Springbok. You don't do that. So Cyril does things. You give him a tablet for blood pressure that he must take one tablet. He takes one-fifth of the tablet, and he announces that he's been taking the tablet.
Yeah.
So in every field of endeavor that Cyril Ramaphosa is involved in, if it does anything at all, it will not be more than 10% or 20% of what is required. He always does a little bit of everything. But at the end of the day, it amounts to nothing.
Sandile, how is this going to change? I mean, because, you know, it's like politicians across the board have forgotten that they're actually there to serve the people. They're so busy serving their parties. They're so busy serving their pals and, you know, their own agendas. They've forgotten who they're actually in power to serve. And as a South African citizen, my levels of frustration, I can't even explain how high they are at that. And I just feel furious at the government all the time.
Yes, the first thing that has got to happen, and that is the most important thing, is for all of us to be a little bit more honest in saying we are now at that stage in our history, like every other African country, where the colonial government, in our case it was called an apartheid government, was removed and a new government of local elite installed. Now we are in the post-colonial struggle where we are now being exploited and oppressed by the local elite, Cyril Ramaphosa and his government, Zuma and his government, and so on and so forth. And all the different hangers on all the big companies, international, multinational, local corporates and billionaires who are on top of us and exploiting us left, right, and center. The sooner we are honest about that and we stop saying, no, amongst these crooks for now, there are angels. Cyril is one of them. For as long as you have that idea that Cyril is an innocent angel, and is surrounded by angels, and they are going to do us a lot of good, not understanding that the crisis that is in Zimbabwe is not different from the one that is in South Africa.
Sure.
That South Africa is suffering the same post-colonial crisis as Zambia and Malawi and Nigeria. And start saying, can we then immediately stop this lorry, offload these politicians, and get a new system of government? Understand that our 1994 project has failed. We need to rebuild from scratch. I was born in the 1960s under apartheid in Soweto, so I know what it is to remove a government. I was part of that process.
Yeah.
And I think we're back there again. We need to remove this government and install a new government.
You know, you look at a country like Rwanda, they cleaned up corruption in 2 years, and they're on a completely different tangent. And their future is much brighter, and don't we owe that to South Africans, Sandile?
We owe that to South Africa 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
I go to Rwanda. Fortunately, I go to Rwanda every now and again. I'm chairman of an organization there in Rwanda.
Yeah.
I was stunned one day when somebody, one of the journalists, put a question to Thabo Mbeki asking him how we compare, for instance, to Rwanda, Singapore, and so on. Talk about probably about three countries. And Thabo Mbeki said, no, but we must not compare South Africa to other countries. Obviously, the very same Thabo Mbeki on another day, on another topic, will be saying that, for instance, we're doing this because it's comparable to another country. So Rwanda is a success story.
sure.
that we need to be learning from, rather than learning from failures. A lot of the stories that are being implemented now, we copy from every other country other than the successful country. And then we say we're going to do this. For instance, even this so-called energy transition, I'm not even convinced that the people who are leading us and even offering us money are successful in any energy transition themselves.
True. Yeah. Zandile, unfortunately, that is where we have to leave it. I always enjoy speaking to you and also enjoy listening to you when I am just a regular listener of Chai FM. Thank you very, very much for your time
Thank
and
you
for
so
always
much.
Making time to share your opinion with us. Thank you very
Pleasure.
Much. Have a great weekend. That's Zandile Swana, political analyst.